This is a CNA podcast.
Now, Asia First with Arnold Gay and Andrea Hay.
It is August, and besides National Day, besides the Women's World Cup, you know, there's also the Hungry Ghost Festival, which takes place at the end of the month.
Yeah, and during this period, you know what, it's normal to see Joss paper burning in your neighborhoods. And, you know, unfortunately, it can be a bad experience for some.
Like you.
Yes, like me.
I mean, I wasn't convinced. Yesterday we were talking about this story, and I wasn't convinced that this was still a problem because, you know, I noticed how they have all these burners in allocated places which are away from the blocks. So everything, you know, I thought was hunky-dory, but apparently not so hunky-dory.
No, because there are some people who are just not responsible about this whole thing, right? So for me, in my neighborhood, there were people like burning Joss paper, which is fine, which is normal. But, and then, you know, they put the burner.
I think it's called a burner.
Right next to my house, so that you can the ashes.
Wait. So they move the burner.
They move the burner
to below your block.
To below my block, so it's not meant to be there. It's meant to be somewhere else.
And you don't live on a high floor.
I don't live on a high floor.
My goodness! So the smoke was coming in. The ashes were all coming in.
Exactly.
Oh dear.
So the smog and you know, and we've got like young kids in the house,
So that is irresponsible on the part of whoever moved it. And obviously the residents, other residents wouldn't necessarily know that, you know, it had been moved and they would continue burning.
Exactly.
Below your flat.
They think it's meant to be there, but it's not.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, perhaps, you know, the silver lining is that it still happens, but the silver lining could be that the number of complaints over the burning of Joss paper during the Chinese New Year period in February this year fell by 70%.
Yeah, that's right. So something is working.
Yeah, there is hope.
Mm-hmm. The Alliance for Action organized a dialogue recently to get views on Joss paper burning and to address myths of the Ghost Festival. And the goal of this dialogue basically is to address issues like pollution during Joss paper burning. Mm. But at the same time, you don't want to end this tradition, right?
It's absolutely something that you want to be able to keep. Let's find out more from the Honorable Shi Yo Kuang, who's Secretary General of the Singapore Buddhist Federation. Shifu, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Nadia and Andrew.
Thank you very much for joining us. Yeah. So tell us, I mean, we know that the dialogue happened. I mean, what kind of feedback did you receive yesterday from participants who were there with you?
Yes, good morning. The dialogue happened yesterday evening. And there is a very active Q&A happens between the speakers and the participants. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think over 100 participants came over.
Okay.
And they addressed the things that this AFA is not to stop Joss burning, mm-hmm. but it's important to respect our cultural heritage and identity. At the same time, it's very important to improve our social sensitivity and responsibility, enhancing our harmony amongst our communities. Yeah.
Okay, so there's recognition from people who were there that they do have to be responsible, they do have to be sensible and accountable as well. So I mean, how can we actually achieve this, you know, without, I guess, causing inconvenience and perhaps, a certain amount of danger as well to other people who might be living in the neighborhood?
Yeah, so just like what you have mentioned, we also told them that it is not necessary that we need to move the burner just under your home and to make it effective. So just like we do not need to bring the ATM tellers when we deposit our money under our homes. Similarly, it's a concept.
Right. So the burners...
It's a common practice in the past where people... just in the kampong, and then they just, it's common for them just to burn in front of them instead of their neighbor's house.
Okay.
Yeah, so they continue this practice without
realizing
this. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. So the burners are actually purposely placed quite far away from the block, so there's no smoke and ash drifting into homes. The other interesting thing that was talked about at the dialogue would be burning smaller amounts of Joss paper as well. I mean, was this well received?
I think we encourage this quality versus quantity. So I think it's, you quoted things like, during the Mid-Autumn Festival, we have mooncakes. If we can't eat quantity, why not we go for quality? So even the Joyce paper, there's good quality ones. So I think it's something that you need to take into considerations. And the way we burn it, in small amounts, like what we our grandparents had did in the past, mm-hmm. or they just chuck the whole chunk and it will be having this incomplete combustion, then right. it results in a lot of smokes.
Yeah, right. Right. Especially when it's like stack of notes, right, or paper are all stacked together tightly, yes. then it takes a long time to burn.
Yeah, I still remember in the past, my grandparents, actually, they would just, fold it in a way that is less compact and you have more effective burning.
Right.
Right. Okay, Shifu, I believe pollution was also discussed during the dialogue. So, what happened on that front?
Pollution, I think, next to complete combustion, when there is more complete combustion, when you see flame, there will be less smoke. Yeah, so back to the same thing that we just need to burn properly or there is another option is you do the prayers in either the monastery or the Taoist temple. Yeah, so this is alternative suggestions.
That's quite interesting. I mean, how was that? Was that received well instead of, burning the joss paper below the block, go to a temple? I mean...
Yeah, so some of them is finding it, we should continue this tradition at home. I would say that We reassure them that we are not stopping them for doing this at mm-hmm. home, but there is an alternative that you might consider.
Understood.
Is there a difference doing it at home and also at the temple?
It's like the community things. It's like you having your mooncake at home or you having a mooncake with a gathering of people.
I see.
More intimate.
Yeah, so it's really depends on personal choices.
I see.
Imposing whether they should or they should not.
So it's a personal preference, if anything. Okay.
And Shifu, you also addressed myths of the Ghost Festival during the dialogue. What sort of myths would you like to bust?
And first of all, it's not a Hungry Ghost Festival. For Buddhists, it's called Wulabana Festival. Mm-hmm. And for the Taoists, it's called Zhongyuanjie. So it's not really about the Hungry Ghost because humans tend to type things to things that they're similar or familiar with.
Okay.
It's just like it should be called Mid-Autumn Festival instead of Mooncake Festival.
Right.
It should be called Dongwujie instead of Dumping Festival. It's not, the Chinese festival is not a festival of food or things like that.
Yeah. Understood. Okay, Shifu, we know that public education efforts is part of the reason why complaints, about pollution and other complaints related to joss paper burning have come down. Is it possible to improve on this further?
I think on the AFA part, we did improve on the EDMs at the leaf landings and on the leaf itself, and increase the clarity of the message and improve public outreach through dialogues like yesterday. And continual community understanding education is important. And one of the participants, there is grassroots among them. They say that, why not we have this dialogue at the ground itself. Mm-hmm. I think it helps. It will help. Yeah. Yeah, okay. You were mentioned that if it's possible, we go to all the CCs. I think to make it effective, grassroots organizations who are interested to engage the AFA, they can contact the AFA Secretariat.
Right.
Understood. All right. Okay. Thank you so much, Shifu. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Have a good day. You too. Venerable Shi Yo Guang is Secretary General of the Singapore Buddhist Federation.